having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper, laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. After that he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Verse 21, when Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified, saying, verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved, Simon Peter, there beckoned unto him that he should ask who it should be whom he spake. Verse 26, Jesus answered, he it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it unto Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, that thou doest, do quickly. And no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto him. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. Would you pray for me tonight, Lord? We thank you for the privilege to be at youth camp once again. Thank you, Lord, for your hand upon us, and thank you for everything that's been done already in this service. I pray, God, that you speak to us tonight from your word, that you speak to our hearts in such a mighty way that we would receive a touch in these altars, Lord. Only you know the plan and purpose for every individual here tonight. God, I know that your word tells us that you want to fill with the Holy Ghost, that you want to save and deliver and heal. We give you praise for it tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. The Bible says that he washed his disciples' feet. The Bible said that Judas Iscariot went out and it was night. I want to preach tonight. The Bible tells us here that he washed his disciples' feet. I want to preach to young people on clean feet on the road to hell. Clean feet on the road to hell. The reason I like to preach to you tonight this, amen, because if you go to hell, Jesus will have tried everything he can to keep you from going there. If you go to hell, every bit of dirt, amen, that's on your feet will be that dirt that you have after you've left the presence of Jesus. When Judas went to hell, he had dirty feet because he had walked the dusty roads of Jerusalem down there, amen, and had betrayed the Lord. He had went out into the garden. But I want you to know Jesus had wiped his feet, amen, and tried to show him mercy and love. You see, in this eastern country, amen, the washing of feet, amen, represented so many different things. I don't want to get into that, but I would like to preach to you tonight, amen, about hell. And there is a place called hell, amen, and Judas went to hell, but he only went there after the Lord had tried to show him every bit of love. I want you to know if you go to hell, amen, you'll have to jump over roadblocks. You'll have to jump over the love of God, the mercy of God that'll do his best to reach you. Amen. He wiped them with a towel. He cleaned them ever so good. Amen. And all the dirt that you get on your feet, amen, on the road to hell, amen, will be only the dirt that you find after you leave the presence of God. Amen. We'll go without excuse. I think I went off right here or something. Amen. We'll go without excuse. Thank you, brother. Amen. There is no excuse. Judas had no excuse. Amen. We have no excuse on the road to hell. I want you to know that the Bible, amen, is still reaching for us tonight. Amen. The Word of God is still reaching for lives tonight. Amen. Young people, there is a place called hell. We all know that Jesus talked more about hell than he did about heaven. Amen. There's a place of eternal damnation. I want you to know that there are those that have rejected God. Amen. That have listened to the word of God. That have been in the presence of Jesus. That have been in the presence of God and have went to hell. Judas went to hell. But before he went out, the Lord said, I'm going to try one more time to reach him. I'm going to try one more time to stop him. I'm going to try one more time, amen, to touch him with my love and let him know how much I care about him. Amen. And you here in this youth camp, I don't know what you'll do next week. I don't know what you'll do next month. I don't know what you'll do next year. Amen. But I will tell you one thing. Whether you've got plans made like Judas did already or not, the Lord has come by and he's going to deal with you and he'll wipe your feet, so to speak. Amen. And he'll beg and he'll deal and he'll pull and he'll say, you may go to hell, but if you go to hell, it won't be my fault. It won't be God's fault. If you go to hell, you'll go to hell with clean feet. There's not one that goes to hell that God doesn't do everything that he has to do or he can do first. There's not one young person, not one individual, amen, whether they said in this youth camp tonight or whether they've said in any service in the past, amen, or ever, no matter who or what they are, amen, or where they've been, amen, that has an excuse when they find themselves standing before God Almighty. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter number 1, amen, that God is reaching and that God still reaches. Amen, because that which may be known of God is manifested in them. For God showed it unto them. Amen. Here in Romans chapter 1, we ultimately find them being turned over unto a reprobate mind, their conscience seared. Amen. But yet before that, God showed it unto them. And here's Judas. He has plans. Here's Judas. He's going to go. He's bound and determined to do what he wants to do. But before he does, Jesus grabs a towel, pours some water in a basin, and said, let me wash them dirty feet. Let me clean you up one time. Let me try to show you my love one more time. And if you go to hell, it'll be with clean feet, because God tries everything to stop you. Without excuse, God showed it. Romans 2 and 1, thou art inexcusable, O man. Now you may have a lot of excuses that you can tell this one or that one or your parents or somebody else. Amen. But the Bible says you're without an excuse. It is clearly seen. Amen. I am so amazed at the reach that God will reach to reach a man. I am so amazed at the reach that God has to reach out and try to pull a man, amen, from the road of hell. Amen. Yet it is God's mercy and it is God's grace. And if there is a young person in this place tonight, amen, that's planning on doing their own thing, amen, planning on backsliding, amen, and the devil has plans for you to go to hell, amen, you'll go to hell with clean feet, because Jesus will do everything he can to stop you. In hell, what can you do in hell? So many things we can't do in hell. I want to preach to you tonight about this place, young people, called hell. God reaches and he tries to stop. God reaches and he tries to woo. God reaches and he tries to say, don't go there. Don't go to hell. Amen. He'll come by the youth camp. Amen. And he'll deal one more time. You know what? It's just like that upper room.
amen, that Passover where Jesus is trying his best, amen, to bring Judas and clean his feet. I know he had dusty feet hanging in that rope that day, but every ounce of dust, amen, came after he left the presence of God. And your feet might be dirty. You might be involved in things that you ain't got no business being involved in. Amen. But if you go to hell, amen, the only dirt that'll be there will be after Jesus cleaned them, because he tried to stop you. He tried to show you his love unto you. He tried to express that there's a better way. There's a better life. There's a better eternal destination. You don't have to go to hell.
The length that he will reach. The Bible says all day long, I stretched out my hands. You ever tried to hold your hands out all day long? After an hour or so, if that long, even the strongest individual cannot hold them out. And yet God, amen, holds his hands out all day long, reaching, reaching, reaching. The Bible tells us that there is no mercy in hell. Amen. But I want to preach to you tonight a little bit. There are some things. If we could have some testimonies from hell, I'm sure there are those that would say and tell about experiences in their life when they was in the church house and the presence of God came by. I wish we could get to hell, amen, and pass the microphone around, amen, and have some experiences, amen, about those that went to hell. Amen. Could it be that somebody said in this place, amen, that will wind up in hell? Could it be that somebody that heard, amen, men of God, amen, is now in the flames of hell? I want you to know there's a lot of things you can't do in hell. You're not going to party in hell. You're not going to be with your friends in hell. Amen. You're going to suffer in hell. Amen. There's so many things in hell that you'll never, ever be able to do. But the Bible does tell us some things that we can do in hell. Number one, the Bible says that he lifted up his eyes in hell and he was in torment. The Bible says that he said, send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren. I want to tell you something, young people. One thing you can do in hell is you can comprehend and realize and think with a normal mind. For some reason, we think of eternity as this some far off place, like a fairy tale, like it's not even real. I want you to know it's just as real, amen, as you can ever imagine. He knew who he was. He knew who his five brothers was. He could have called their names. He probably could have called the preacher's name. He could have called the youth camp's name. Amen. You can comprehend in hell. It's not you're just going to be off in some faraway mist. Amen. Not knowing who you are. Some lost soul in the eternal damnation. No, but we'll now comprehend. Amen. And be able to think in a right mind in hell. The Bible says, amen, that we can remember in hell. In this mind, in this life, we lose our memory a lot of times. We may forget things. I knew one man that had such a horrible car accident, and he couldn't remember any of it. And the doctors, only way to explain it, said that the trauma was so great that his mind forgot all of that happened to him. Whether that's the case or not, Amen. You'll remember every detail in hell. Remember every preacher in hell. Remember every message in hell. Remember every song in hell. Amen. Remember every friend in hell. Amen. Remember the pastor. Remember the preacher, the Sunday school teacher. Amen. For Father Abraham told that rich man, amen, when he cried for mercy, amen, he said, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things. Son, remember the blessings of God. Son, remember that youth camp. Son, remember that preaching. Son, remember that singing. Son, remember that dealing and conviction of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You can remember in hell.
You can regret in hell. Oh, how he wished to change it. Oh, how he wished it would have been different. Amen. And so there are some things that you can do in hell. You can regret, amen, all the decisions you made. You can regret, amen, all the bad decisions you made. Amen. So let's see if these brothers are ready. Amen. Let's see if we can get a testimony out of hell. Is there anybody, amen, that'll help us in here tonight? Amen. And give us a testimony, amen, about regrets in hell. Hey, we want a testimony. We want a testimony. We want a testimony out of hell. Do you have anything to say out of hell? I want to give you the microphone. Hey, amen, we want a testimony. I know you're bound up. I know you can only do so many things. But is there anything you can do in hell?
Oh, I can remember all those church services. When the preacher, he begged to come to the altar. Oh, and I wouldn't go.
I was fighting.
If I could only go back.
Oh,
God. Oh, God. If I could have one more chance.
No. Get another chance. You're my
soul. Wouldn't give up my friends. No.
Have, amen, a testimony illustrated, amen, as a regret, amen, from the service that he didn't yield to God. I want to tell you something, young people, if you walk out of this youth camp and it's 50 years before you go to hell, you'll remember this service. You'll remember how you wish you would have done, how you wish you would have prayed, how you wish you would have gave your life to God, how you wish you would have given all to God. You see that very little small thing, amen, that is dragging you away from this altar is the very big thing, amen, that'll drag you to hell. I know it's so small, the devil says. Why would the preacher, amen, why would he focus on that little bitty thing? But if that little bitty thing causes you not to pray, and therefore drags you out of church, and therefore you end up in hell, I'll tell you, it is not a little thing. And so the regrets, I know I've been in services where somebody said, I feel like this will be the last service, or this will be the last time God will deal with somebody. Well, I immediately thought, well, they'll probably die on the way home. There, you know, something may happen. But if the Holy Ghost spoke tonight and said this will be the last time, you have opportunity. And you walk out that door, and God never deals with you again. You live another 50 years. Did the Holy Ghost lie? I was in service. Brother Bill Houston was preaching in our church. A man from our church, his sister came to the service. She was in trouble. She met with us in the office. We prayed with her, cried with her. She needed to get saved. Brother Houston got up and preached. Amen. Talking about eternity. Preaching about God. Amen. Eternal.
She sat there and wept and cried. I went back to her and said, would you like to come and pray? Amen. She said, no. I want to come when my husband comes. Well, first off, they're divorced and completely split up. Have nothing to do with anything, each other. And I know that it's been at least 5 years. Amen. And when I turned around and walked up, I felt like the Holy Ghost told me I won't deal with her no more. Amen. She's still alive. I've still tried to get her to come to church. I'm not God. I can't do nothing. Amen. But the Lord began to show me whether she died on the way home or died 75 years later. If God never dealt with her again, that was her last opportunity. And there's young men, you don't know if you'll be at youth camp next year. You don't know, young lady, amen, if you'll be at youth camp next year. That doesn't mean you'll be pushing up daisies. It might be, or it might be you have a job. It might be you have a boyfriend, and you don't want to come to youth camp. It might be, amen, you moved out of the house, and you're going somewhere else. Amen, it might be that you never get the opportunity again. And whether it's 10 years, 5 years, or one day that you wind up in hell, you will regret not giving yourself to God. One more. You can remember in hell. Do we have another testimony? Do we have another testimony? Amen. That could come from hell. Amen. And tell us. My God, you young people, you think that's dramatic? Amen. You cannot imagine. Amen. The forces, amen, of darkness, the screaming and crying, amen, in that place called hell. I want a testimony. We've called him out here. We've called him out here for a testimony. We've called him out here for a testimony. Amen. Can you remember in hell?
I remember when I was at camp. I remember when I was in church. I remember when I ignored the preaching. I remember when I was the only one I felt like that I could never pray through. I remember. And I was my last chance. Oh, I was there. I remember. You need to get saved. You need to take it now. I remember. I remember the Lord wants to move. The Lord wants to help you. Don't come to this place. Don't make this your home. God, I remember I was there. I was your age. It happened to me.
That's where I took you. You're mine. You're all mine.
No, I got mine.
I want to tell you something, young people. Hey, man, these men ain't in hell. We know Brother Jonathan. We know Brother Larry. Amen. But if we could get to hell and pull them out just for a moment, amen, it'd be a whole lot more dramatic than that. They'd beg you and cry and say, would you please surrender to God? Would you please let go of those things that keep hindering you? Would you please forget about that girlfriend that drags you down? Would you please forget about that boyfriend that needs to pray through? Would you please quit playing around? Would you quit playing church? If we could get a real testimony, it'd be a lot more dramatic than that. It'd be a lot more screaming and kicking than that. Amen. This is a barely scratch of the surface of those men and women in hell that would beg to come to Mount Olive. Amen. But I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is here, and he wants you to know, amen, don't go to hell. He come to wash your feet. And if you go to hell, you'll go to hell with clean feet, because he's trying everything. He's doing everything to stop you from going to hell. Hell is a real place. Hell is a real place. And hell is waiting. The preacher near us had a young person in the church that backslid, went away from God, living the wild life. All of a sudden, the Sunday school teacher in the church, this young person came to their heart. I'm going to call them, see if they'll come to church with their mom. You know, called them up kind of awkward, he said. He said that, you know, a little bit awkward, you know. Hey, but I just wanted to invite you to church. The night that they had invited him to church is running down the highway, ran up under a tractor trailer. And that individual is taken into eternity. God knows their eternal destination. But I will tell you this, Tanya. I went to youth camp with them. I sat on the picnic table with them. We sang in the choir together. And according to everything it looks like, they went to hell. But I will tell you this. They had clean feet. Because God tried one last time to stop them. If they'd have been in church, they wouldn't have been under that tractor trailer. And I say if they would have been in church, they probably wouldn't have been in hell. God knows. But I'm here to tell you, amen, he's risen from supper tonight. Amen. I know it's awkward. Amen. Simon Peter don't want him to wash his feet. Amen. I know this is unheard of. I know this is strange. I know this is youth camp. Hey, but wait just a minute. There's one that is so close to hell, and I'm going to wash his feet. And if they get dirty before he goes to hell, I'll have cleaned every bit of the dirt off. Amen. And the only dirt on there will be what he got after he left my presence. I want to tell you, if you go to hell, it won't be God's fault. Amen. He stopped this youth camp when we were seeking for the Holy Ghost and we was praying through. And he said, I'm going to wash one person's feet. I'm going to wash another's feet. I don't want them to go to hell. But if they do go to hell, it won't be my fault.
I'm done. But Brittany there, stand up. When she was a little girl, we went up to camp meeting. Hey, amen, Brother Rusty Johnson preaching on the first look around hell. She's just a little girl like this, am I right? She goes up there, got to praying, and God baptized her with the Holy Ghost. And the preacher had preached on hell. People crying and weeping all around. Young people, amen, you can receive the Holy Ghost tonight. While God's wanting to save somebody, amen, it makes no difference. Amen, the Lord wants to reach somebody. Amen, it don't matter if you're a camper here tonight, and you got things in your life, you got things in your heart. I tell you what I'd do. I'd get up from where I was. I'd get to this altar and I'd say, God, save me from hell.
Help me out. We're going to come to an altar. Amen. There's those that are already coming. Hallelujah. How about it? Anybody else? Praise God. Well, every head's bowed and every eye closed. Nobody looking around. You're here tonight and you'll step out. You'll get up and come down here. You say, I'm struggling with things. I'm struggling with things in my life. I got things that are bothering me. I need to pray. How about it, young man? How about it, young lady? I need God to help me. I need the Lord to touch me. Consecrated, dedicated, surrendered to God.
Hallelujah. Let's gather in behind these and pray.